Blog Talk with Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you on today. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're grateful to be back here. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. We're grateful. Amen. We pray that you've had a beautiful day. Amen. That you actually took time out to be with the Lord as well on today. Glory to God, because that is the most important thing. Isn't that right? Amen, Jesus. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. Amen. How he's kept us all day long. And now here we are. Now here we are. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, prepared and ready to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. And we give God thanks for that. We give God thanks for his keeping power. We give him praise. Amen. For his love. Amen, Jesus. His great love towards us. Glory to God. His great love, people of God, we're in. Amen. When we were yet in our sin, he came and he died for us. And for this, we give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So we're so grateful for it. We're so thankful for it. Amen. For all that he has done. Amen, Jesus, in this time, in this hour. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Again, we give him praise. We would like to welcome everyone on tonight. We would like to welcome all of our listeners. Amen. Whether you called in, glory to God, or whether you're listening in by radio, we just want to say welcome. We just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network. We're so grateful that you have, amen, stopped by to be with us in this day number 343. This is 343 days that the broadcast has been moving, going forth. Amen. Blessing the people of God. Amen. Blessings coming in, blessings going out. We just give God thanks. We just give him praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because truly it's the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous. It is marvelous in our eyes, and we just give him thanks for that on today. Amen, Jesus. We would like to welcome all of our listeners, whether, again, you're listening from in the States, glory to God, in the continental U.S., or whether you are listening, glory to God, in other countries. Whatever country you are listening in, we just want to thank God for you and tell you that we know that you are listening. So we bless God for you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling someone else about the Prayer News Network. We're just grateful that you have decided to come and be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. And for those, amen, for everyone that's listening in, we want you to take the time now, if you would, to go ahead and text someone, if you need to jump off and call someone to let them know that we're here. We wish that you would do that. Amen. If you would, go ahead and do that so that someone else can join, can come in and be blessed, just as you are. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't want to keep it to ourselves, but we want to share, share, share. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead and send it out. Send this text message out to a couple of people. Amen. And tell them to come on in and let us go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we always like to at least just set our general housekeeping to let you know that this is a recorded line, and we're blessed in the Lord, amen, because we're able to record and we're able to send you the link so that you can listen to the recording after the broadcast is over. And it's absolutely free. Yes, you may have a copy, amen. It is absolutely free. We just ask, if you would, to please, ma'am, please, sir, send it out to someone else, so that someone else can be blessed as well. Amen. If you would do that, we'd appreciate it. Glory to God. And for those of you that are already sending it out, we would like to say thank you. Thank you for sending the broadcast out, because people are listening. People are listening, people of God. So your sending this text out is not in vain. Amen. Because, again, people are listening. And we thank God for you. Thank God for you sending it out to everybody. Amen. Glory be to God. Because truly the Lord is doing us well. The Lord has done us well. He's doing us well. Amen. We are blessed beyond measure here. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we are being stirred in our faith. We are being uplifted. Amen. The Lord is bringing great deliverance. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, he's saving. He's saving, people of God, and filling with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. So we thank the Lord, amen, that this line is doing all that the Lord intended it to do. Amen, Jesus. He had a plan for this line, amen, and he is executing his plan. So we thank the Lord, amen, and here we are. We're just a part of his plan. We're grateful to be a part of his plan. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless him. We give him thanks. We give him praise. We give him honor. We give him glory. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just thank him for just being the head of this line. He's the head of this work. Amen. And we thank God for that. Amen, Jesus. We thank the Lord for it. Glory to God, because I'm telling you, people of God, we could not do this on our own. Amen. Glory to God. 343 days, no way. Amen. Glory to God. But it's the Lord that's holding it together. And the people of God are still coming to the line, still being blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Anywhere from 40 to 80 people per night. Amen. Just depends. So we just bless God for that. Amen. We bless him for it. We thank him for it. Glory be to God, because truly it's the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory to God. As our listeners continue to come in, we just want to say welcome, 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 and thank you. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for joining the Prayer News Network. Thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us. Amen. Surely there's a blessing from the Lord for you on today. Amen. So we would that you go ahead, people of God, and send out that text message again. Send out the text messages. Let someone know that we're here. Let someone know, glory be to God, it is time to be blessed. Glory to God. Text them and let them know. Amen. Just tell them, amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, amen. Send it in a group text. Amen. Let the people know it is time to be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank him on the night for our celestial intercessor. Amen. Dr. S.D. James, the late Dr. S.D. James. We glorify and bless the Lord for him and for the work and the legacy that he has left in the earth. We thank God for him. Amen. Jesus, thanking the Lord for, amen, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Glory to God. Thanking God for him and for Bishop K.A. Tina, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Glory to God. Just like to acknowledge my leaders. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So that people of God, listen, listen. The anointing flows down. Amen, Jesus. And we want you to know that you're not a part of just a fly-by-night line or somebody who's out here doing something, amen, in their own interest. But we want you to know that the blessings, amen, glory to God, the anointing of these people of God, amen, it flows down even unto you. Amen, Jesus. So you are part of something that's stable, something that's firm, amen. This broadcast is firm, amen. And we thank God for our leaders on tonight. My leaders, I thank God for your leaders, people of God, each and every one of them. I thank God for them. Glory to God, amen, because there, as we always say, amen, God gives grace and anointing to lead, amen. It's by appointment, by his divine appointment. So we thank the Lord, amen, for his divine appointment, for his leaders, amen, for each and every one of you. We thank God for you and for your leaders, amen. We're thanking the Lord on tonight for our PNN advisors. Glory to God, each and every one of them. We just bless the Lord for them. We thank God for them. Amen, Jesus, for the place that they hold, positions that they hold, a part of this work. Glory to God, I esteem them highly. because, amen, all of them, they're part of different ministries or different churches, but they are coming together. We come together collectively, amen, Jesus, for the cause, for this work and for this line. And we just thank God for that, amen, on one accord, amen, that the people may be saved, amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for each and every one of them. And again, we thank God for you, people of God, each of you. We thank God for you. We give God praise. We honor, we glorify God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, we would that you go ahead and get your hearts and your minds ready. Amen. Prepare as we prepare to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, because we want to be right. We want to be ready. Amen, Jesus. We don't want anything that'll choke out the word before the word is planted. So we take a look within. Amen, Jesus. We yield ourselves so that the Lord can look within us. Amen. Glory to God. The song says, search me, Lord. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. Amen, Jesus. Strengthen me, straighten me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we want the Lord to do. So we always pray, amen, to sanctify the line, amen, Jesus, that the Lord can come in, that the Lord can bless, so that the Lord can do as he will in the midst of us. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, people of God, go ahead and put your mind on Jesus. Glory to God. We pray that you've already sent the text message out to a couple of people. Amen, Jesus. If you would, just send it out to a couple of people on tonight. Just a couple of people on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Just a couple of people, if you will. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. And let us, amen, put our minds on him on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We're excited about the word. We're excited about what he's about to do in the midst of us, people of God. We are indeed excited. Amen. Glory be to God. So come on and put your minds on him on tonight. Amen. Begin to thank him. Begin to bless him. Begin to glorify him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Come on and begin to lift him. Glory to God. Begin to lift him in a praise. Begin to lift him in a praise on tonight, because he's worthy. He's worthy of the praises. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of all glory. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we owe it all to
him.
The
recording has started.
Glory to God. So come on and let's bless him tonight. Let's bless him. Glory to God. Let's bless him. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Glory to God. Let us be thankful unto him and bless his precious name. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you tonight. We bless your precious name. Glory to God. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you for your grace on tonight. Father, we bless you for just who you are. We're blessing you, glory to God, for truly you're Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And we come tonight, we come to bless you. We come to lift your name on tonight. We come, oh God, to tell you tonight that we appreciate you. We appreciate your glory to God. Appreciate you for all that you've done. We appreciate you for who you are in the precious name of Jesus. We appreciate you, glory to God. Hallelujah, for how you saved us. We're thanking you tonight for how you raised us. We're thanking you tonight for how you delivered us. Glory to God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, here we are on tonight. We come collectively. We come individually on tonight in your precious name, oh God. We're asking that you will look upon us. Look upon us. Look upon this line. Look upon this people on tonight. Look upon us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you will forgive us, Father. Forgive us of any sin, anything that we've done that's not pleasing in your sight. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight. Forgive us, glory to God, and we're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, hallelujah, to look upon us. Look upon us, glory to God, with your all-seeing eye. Look upon us on tonight, glory to God. Look ahead, Boshaya. Look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you tonight to Glory to God, to have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, glory to God. Have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness. Have mercy upon us, glory to God, according to your tender mercies. Have mercy upon us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight that let your will, thy will be done. Thy will be done in us. Thy will be done in the earth, oh God, even as it is in heaven, according to your desire, according to your plan, according to your purpose. Thy will be done in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your truth on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. For you desire truth on the inward part. And we're asking you, glory to God, to look upon us tonight, to cause your truth, oh God, cause your truth to go way down on the inside. In your precious name, Jesus, your truth, oh God, not our truth, but cause your truth, oh God, cause it, oh God, haya, your truth, oh glory to God, cause your truth, oh God, to go way down on the inside, to make us vessels of God, make us vessels of honor, vessels of truth, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you, we thank you tonight, and we're asking you, oh God, that even so, look upon the altars of the heart, the altars of the people. In the precious name of Jesus, look upon the altars on tonight, and we're asking you, glory to God, to move by your spirit, move by your anointing, move by your choice anointing, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Move by your spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, move by your spirit on tonight. Glory to God, we're asking you to move in healing on tonight. Heal the bodies on tonight. Some came on tonight for healing. Father, we're asking that you will heal tonight. Touch bodies on tonight. Touch minds on tonight. Touch souls. Oh, glory to God. Restore on tonight. Cause there to be restoration in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to do it again in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you, glory to God, that you will revive your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, for we know that there's nothing too hard for you. There's no situation too hard for you, oh God, but we know that you're altogether able. You're able to do anything, but one thing, oh God, you cannot do, you cannot fail. And we're thanking you for that tonight. We're thanking you for your plan. We're thanking you for your purpose in your precious name, Jesus. We're thanking for your high Yalabosaya. Thank you for your perfect plan towards each and every one of us, oh God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you on tonight. Oh, glory to God. We say, let your will be done. Let your will be done in us. Let your will be done through us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Oh, God, let us not leave this line the same way that we came. Let us not leave this line, oh, God. Let us not leave this line, Jesus. Glory to God for those that have come troubled on tonight. We're thanking you. Glory be to God for you. Oh, God, you give peace. And we're thanking you for it on tonight. Thank you for touching, oh God, hallelujah, the souls of your people. Glory to God, even those that shall hear this broadcast in the days ahead. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We're thanking you for it now, oh God. We're asking you, Father, glory to God, to cause your anointing to rest. Cause your anointing to rest even so. Glory to God. Your anointing, glory to God, that causes preaching to be easy, teaching to be easy. We're thanking you tonight for your choice anointing, Father, that you will speak to us tonight, speak to our hearts, speak to our minds on tonight, cause us to understand. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for the spirit of counsel. We're thanking you on tonight. Yeah, God. Ah, yeah. Glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your again, oh God, for for your loving kindness. Thanking you for your tender mercies on tonight. And again, oh God, we say have your way. Have your way on this line. Have your way in this people. Have your way, glory be to God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, glory to God, to touch your speaker on tonight. Touch the man of God. Touch him on tonight. Touch him as only you can in your precious name, oh God. Touch, glory to God, touch and breathe upon him in your precious name. Breathe upon him even more in your precious name, oh God. And we're thanking you for your word. Thanking you for your word that you've already sent. And here we are, glory be to God, to receive the word that you've already sent. God calls it to have precourse. Cause it to have free course on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we declare, we decree that your word shall not return unto you void. But we declare, we decree, oh God, that it shall accomplish all that you set out for it to do. And for this we thank you. For this we praise you. For this we honor. For this we glorify you, oh God. Thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you, oh God, for the manifestation of what you're about to do in the earth. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts. We said thank you, Lord. We said thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for touching the hearts of many, oh God, the many that are hurting throughout the earth. We thank you tonight. Thank you for touching them tonight. Thank you for touching your people all over the land. Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you all honor and glory in thy precious name. Jesus, we're asking that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. For this we give you thanks. We give you praise in thy precious name. Jesus, glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. We bless him. We bless him. We bless the Lord on tonight. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. We honor him on tonight. Glory to God for what he's about to do. Amen. Jesus, we honor him, people of God. We honor him on tonight. Oh, hey, gosh. Glory to God, because only he can do it. Only he can do it. Amen. Whatever we've come to this line with, whatever situation, glory to God, that we've come to this line with on tonight, whatever situation we've come into the line with for other people, glory to God, only God could do it. Amen. And we're thanking him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank him on tonight. Hallelujah. For what he's about to do. Amen. We thank him for his preordination. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's already preordained. We're already victors. We're already victors, people of God. No matter what the situation, we already have the victory. So for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, people of God. And tonight, we are going, amen, we are going back, glory to God, to Athens, Georgia. Amen, Jesus, going back to Athens, Georgia. Glory to God, amen, by way of True Holiness Temple, Church of God, amen, Jesus, our own PNN advisor, amen, on tonight, glory to God, minister, evangelist, Emmanuel Hogue, God bless you, man of God.
Amen, God bless you, amen, woman of God, amen, God bless you to all the people of God, amen, we praise God for another day that the Lord has kept us, thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God for his son, Jesus, who suffered and died, bled on that cross, but rose again. Amen. With all power in his hands. Amen. We thank God for being saved tonight. Thank him for being, amen, kept by his goodness. Amen. We just thank God for all things. And, amen, we're not going to weary you. We'll go into the word of God. Amen. I don't know where you at. Amen. But where I'm at, amen, it's pouring down rain, thundering, and lightning. Amen. So we're not going to be on, amen, too long. We're not going to keep you too long, but we know that God's got us, amen, and that God's will must be done, amen. So, amen, let us go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity just to give your name praise and glory. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will have your way. Oh God, move stuff out the way that you can have your way. Oh God, declare the words that you want to be spoken tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless every listener, bless the hearers of the word. Let your word take root into the hearts of your people. Oh, God, let it encourage, let it strengthen, let it save in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you do these things for us. We give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Truly, we just bless God once again. Amen for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. We just thank God for all things. Amen. And we're going to go to the book of 2 Corinthians. Amen. We're going to go to the book of 2 Corinthians. Amen. And we want to begin reading. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Amen. We want to begin reading with, amen, the first verse. Amen. I hope my volume and everything is okay.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Once again, we're going to go to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And we're going to begin reading with the first verse. Amen. The word of God says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we grow earnestly, designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so, that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. For not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the same self thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that which we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, not willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore ye labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we also are made manifest unto God, and I trust also we are made manifest in your conscience." Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word coming through 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, amen, verses 1 through 11. Amen. We just praise God, amen, for this, amen, word. Amen. And also, if I would just, amen, momentarily, amen, go to another scripture, it would be from 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and verse 8. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 8. It says, "But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Amen. We praise God for the reading of his word. Amen. For momentarily, amen, if I would talk to you out of God's word, amen, the Lord began to, amen, give me a thought on the other day. Amen. And I begin to ponder upon it, and amen, just continuously, amen, meditating on the word of God, and amen, continuously, amen, researching the word of God, because we know the Bible says study to show thyself approval, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. And now that God gives us a thought, but sometimes we have to take time, amen, to ponder on the word of God and see exactly what it is that the Lord is saying through the word that he's giving you. Amen. And sometimes the word has to be nurtured and cultivated before, amen, it grows and produces. Amen. It has to be, amen, developed within your spirit in order for us to project it out to you so that you can get it as the Lord would have you. Amen. So tonight the Lord has given me a thought that I want to leave with you. Amen. And I praise God, amen, because he has begun to say, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven." Amen. And I praise God, amen, and a song that comes to my mind says, amen, it's an old school song, amen. Some of you may know it, amen, and some of you may not, but it's an old school, amen. I like the old school songs. I grew up on the old school songs, amen. But this song, amen, that, amen, comes to my mind, amen. You don't hear it today, but it says, I'll trade a lifetime, amen, just for one day in paradise. Amen. It's an old song that says, I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. And I tell you, amen, I praise God for that song because, amen, growing up as a child, hearing that song, amen, it began to speak volumes. Amen. Where it says, I'd rather be with the Lord, amen, than to, amen, be down here on this earth and have houses and land, cars, money, everything. It says, I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen, meaning to go to be with the Lord. Amen, as we know, the thief that was on the cross, amen, one of the thieves began to, amen, be remorse and repent, and he began to say, Lord, when thou comest into your kingdom, remember me. Amen, and Jesus stopped dying long enough, amen, to forgive the man and let the man know that his sins are forgiven, amen, and that his soul, amen, shall be saved. Jesus began to tell that thief on the cross, said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. That very moment, amen, that he believed on the Lord Jesus, he was saved. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. So I praise God, amen, for the word of God. And tonight we want to use for a thought. Amen. This was our thought as well that we want to use tonight. My topic would be, I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. My topic tonight is, I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. And how did, amen, the word of God begin to read, amen, it says, for we know that if our earthly house with this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternals in the heaven. For in this we grow earnestly, desire to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Amen. It goes on and says, amen, the fourth verse, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that which we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Amen. And here, amen, get to let us know, amen, that, amen, in this body, amen, in this body we go through many things. We experience many things in this body. Amen. It says, amen, in his body we do groan, amen, being burdened. Sometimes in life, amen, it just seems like, amen, there's always something going on in life. Amen. Sometimes, amen, it seems like, Lord, will I ever get a break? Lord, will it just ever lighten up? Lord, you know, sometimes we just seem like, amen, amen, things are just coming and coming and coming. Life is full of trial. Life is full of tests. Life is, amen, full of uncertainties, ups and downs. Amen. But says in his body, amen, we do groan, being burdened. Amen. Sometimes the weight of the world sometimes seem like it will fall on our shoulder. Amen. We got bills to pay. And every time you turn around, it seems like another bill is due. Amen. Sometimes your bills outweigh your paycheck. Amen. Sometimes you just say, Lord, I done had enough. Enough is enough. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you get so much bad news. Amen. They turn around bad news on top of bad news. Amen. But thanks be to God, amen, which gives us the victory. Amen. To our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. But it says, amen, here, for we know that if our earthly house is this tabernacle where the Zion, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Amen. We know, amen, if this body fails us, amen, if this body, amen, begins to perish, amen, if this body begins to deteriorate, whether through sickness or whether just being worn down, amen, up in age, amen, this body is going to fade away. Amen. The word of God lets us know that heaven and earth shall pass away. Amen. But God's word is going to abide forever. He gonna let us know that all flesh is grass. Amen. We rise. We're here today. Amen. But we're cut down, amen. We're withered away. Amen. Because we're flesh. We're nothing but grass. Amen. We're but dust. Amen. Job began to say, naked I came into this world, and naked shall I return. I brought nothing into this world, and I'm going to take nothing out when it's time for me to go. Amen. But this body, amen, it says, amen, if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, We have a building of God in the house not made with hands. Eternals in the heaven. Amen. It's not even his body, because we know, amen, life is uncertain, but death is sure. Amen. As sure as you were born, amen, as sure you're going to die. Amen. You were born, amen, you're going to die. Amen. Job began to say, man born of a woman, and that, amen, but a few days, and that full of trouble. Huh? Amen. Trouble all around. Amen. But one thing about it, when you give your life to Jesus, amen, when you live for the Lord, amen, you have a hope beyond this life. Amen. You know that one day you're going to fly away, amen, and be with the Lord. Amen. You're going to take your flight. You're going to rest with the Lord. Amen. And I begin to, amen, amen, even begin to realize, amen, that this world is not our home. Amen. This world is not our home. Amen. I was thinking the other day, amen, just the other day, I began to have a dream, but maybe some of you may not know it. Amen. Some of you may have heard me touch on it briefly, but some of you may not, amen, exactly know. Amen. But, amen, a few years ago, amen, amen, I lost my baby brother. Amen. I lost my youngest brother. Amen. I'm 6 out of 7. Amen. My father and mother had 7 children. Amen. I'm 6 out of 7. Amen. But a few years ago, the Lord began to, amen, take my baby brother. Amen. And God began to call them all home. Amen. I tell you, amen, that was a time in my life. It was a rough time for us. Amen. A time of, man, we never experienced it before. Amen. But through all of that, amen, the part that kept us going, to know that he was saved. Amen. To know that he, amen, he lived for the Lord. Amen. He was sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. A man of God, serving God, preaching and doing the will of God. He had a zeal for God. Amen. He had a desire to please God. He never been out in the world. He never desired the world. Amen. He never did the things of the world. Yes, amen. He was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Yes, he had to repent and call on the name of Jesus to be saved. But when he got saved at the age of 14, he stayed with the Lord. Amen. He gave his life to the Lord. He lived for the Lord until the day the Lord called him home. Amen. But I begin with, amen, I say all this to say, amen, amen, when he first passed, amen, it was so unbearable. The Bible says we groaned being burdened. Amen. I was groaning. I was being burdened. Amen. I was carrying that weight around on my shoulder day after day. Didn't know how I was going to get through it. Didn't know, amen, how I was going to be able to bear, amen, this load that I was carrying. Amen, of this grieving, the loss of my brother. Amen. I've never been through this before. I never experienced, amen, losing a really dear, close loved one before. Amen. I lost relatives before, but somebody that actually was so close to me. Amen. It was different. We've never been here before. But thank God, amen, God's grace is sufficient. Amen. And now time went on. Amen. Amen. He began to come and talk to me. Amen. He began to come talk to me and different things and amen. And I guess he was interceding for me. Amen. And how did, amen, knowing that I was going through the situation and I didn't know how to cope with it. I didn't know how to deal with this situation. So, amen, he began to intercede. Amen. Celestial intercede for me in my behalf. Amen. And one night, and he came to me 3 different times. Amen. But the last time he came to me, amen, I began to talk with him. I began to have a conversation with him. I began to ask him. Amen. I began to ask him. I began to say, Daniel, do you miss us? Amen. He said, yes, of course I miss you. Amen. And I began to ask him. I said, amen, do you want to come back? Amen, do you want to come back? He said, no. Amen. His answer was, no, I don't want to come back. Amen. He's going to say, I'm happy where I am. Amen. I'm happy where I am. Amen. And from that point forward, the Lord began to console me and let me know, amen, that he's all right. Amen, that he's happy where he's at. Why? Because he's with the Lord. Amen, he's resting with the Lord. Amen, all his troubles are over. Amen, he's happy where he's at. Amen, why would he want to come back down to this earth? Why would you want to come back to the pain and the suffering? Why would you want to come back to the agony, amen? Amen, the body being afflicted with all kinds of manner of diseases. Amen, and one thing about it, amen, we know that with the Lord, amen, that's what we're living this life for. We're living to be with the Lord. Amen. And how that, amen. Amen. And just, amen, the other day, amen, amen. Go stick with me, amen. I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. And just the other day, amen, about 2 days ago, I had another dream, amen, about my brother. Amen and amen. He began to conversate with me. He began to talk with me in the dream. I was having a conversation with him, and I began to ask him some of the similar things. Amen. Talking to him about, you know, he done left. He's gone now. He done left this earth. He's going to be with the Lord. But yet, amen, our spirit was connected, and we was having a conversation. And I began to ask him different things, and he began to tell me. He said, I'm happy with my new home. Amen. In my dream, amen, as he was talking to me, he began to tell me, I'm happy in my new home. I love my new home. Amen. And he could see that he was so excited about his new home. Amen. Amen. He said, my new home, I'm happy. He said, I love my new home. Amen. I enjoy my new home. Amen. And amen. And all of this. So what are you trying to say, man? It's better with the Lord, people of God. Amen. It's worth living for the Lord. Amen. It's worth giving your life to Jesus. Amen. Because when you die, amen, if you die in Christ, we have this hope. Amen. Amen. The Bible just let us know in this life only, amen, we have hope. Then are we men most miserable. Amen. This is the only hope we have down here. Then are we men most miserable. Amen. People are setting up their kingdom down here. Amen. They're getting their stakes in the ground. Amen. They're building, amen, down here. Amen. They're getting riches and houses and land down here. But not realizing one day they're going to leave these goods. They're going to leave these things, amen. And whose things are they going to be? All the, amen, all the work you put into it, all the labor that you put into these things to have these things, all the hours that you spend overtime, working overtime on the job, just to obtain, just to, amen, accomplish goals, amen, just to, amen, get that new house, just to get that new car, just, amen, to get those clothes and those shoes that you want. Amen. When the Lord call your name, whose stuff are these things going to be? Amen. Somebody else is going to enjoy your belongings. Amen. You'll be going on to your eternal home. Amen. Whether with the Lord or whether, amen, with the devil and his angels. Amen. But we pray tonight, amen, that you make that decision, amen, to follow Jesus. We pray tonight that you make that decision to commit your life to the Lord. Amen. Because when life is over, amen, we're going to fly away. This is why we're living this life, people, God. This is why we're seeking the Lord. This is why we're on this prayer line, amen. It's not because we ain't got nothing to do. It ain't that because we're bored. It ain't because, amen, this is, amen, our only option in life that we have. No, we got many choices in life. Amen. We got many options in life. Amen. But I choose to worship. Amen. I choose to serve God. I choose to live for the Lord. Oh, yes, testing trials come. Oh, yes, sometimes discouragement come. Amen. But I make up in my mind, for God I live and for God I die. Amen. He's been too good to me. Huh? Oh, Lord, I can't turn around now. Amen. The Lord's been mighty good to me. Amen. That's what we're talking about tonight. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. I'll give up this life. I'll give up everything that I accomplished down here. Amen. I'll give it all up. Amen. Just to spend one day in paradise with the Lord. Amen. Just to see the Lord's face. Amen. Just to see the man that died for me. Just to see the man that gave up his life for me. Somebody said, when I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. All of my troubles, all of my heartaches, all of my sickness, it'll be over. When I see Jesus, amen, no more sickness, amen. He said, I'll wipe away every tear from your eye. He said, over there, there will be no more sickness. Over there, glory to God, there will be no need for the sun. Over there, amen, it'll always be hotty, hotty, and never goodbye. He said, over there, the leaves will be good for the healing of the nation. Amen. Over there, the trees will bear fruit all year long. Glory be to God. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I want to go where Jesus is. Amen. I'm making preparation. I'm setting my house in order. I'm seeking the face of God. I'm denying myself. Amen. Titus 2:11. Said, amen. That, amen. For the grace of God, amen, that bringeth salvation, have appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ourselves, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live sober and righteous right here in this present world. If you want to see Jesus, if you want to get to heaven, you got to deny yourself, except the man first deny himself. take up his cross and follow me. Huh? He shall not be my disciple. Huh? You got to deny yourself. Huh? That's the first thing you got to do. Huh? You got to give up your will. Huh? You got to give up your way. Huh? If you expect to make it in, huh? If you expect to get to heaven, huh? You got to forsake everything. Huh? You got to forsake even your own ways. Huh? I remember, amen, huh? Even if I came back to the Lord, huh? Even I had goals that I wanted to accomplish, huh? I had desires for things that I wanted to become in life, huh? Amen, but I realized, huh? Those things were going to draw me out into sin, huh? Those things were going to keep me, amen, away from God, huh? But because I wanted to be saved, huh? I had to make a decision, huh? I had to let it go, amen, huh? The things that I wanted to do in life, huh? The things that I wanted to become in life, huh? Amen, it wasn't lined up with the will of God, huh? Amen, so I had to let it go, huh? I had to say, I want to be saved, huh? More than I want to accomplish this goal, huh? I want to be saved, huh? More than I want fame and fortune, huh? People are stuck on these things down here, huh? They want fame and fortune, huh? They want riches untold, huh? They want even popularity, huh? They want everybody to like them, huh? They want everybody to agree with them, huh? But with God, it ain't going to work like that, huh? Amen. Jesus said, huh? Think it not strange, huh? Concerning the fiery trials, huh? Which are to try you, huh? Amen. Don't think it's strange, huh? When people are talking about you, huh? Don't think it's strange, huh? When they ridicule you, huh? Don't think it's strange, huh? When they dislike you, amen. And they don't even like you, amen. They don't even have a reason not to like you. They just like you without a reason. Glory be to God. He said, think it's not strange, huh? Amen. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. Is that how you feel today? Amen. Out of everything in life that you could accomplish, out of everything in life, amen, you could get, amen, you could become, I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise, huh? All the years of my life, amen, huh? All the years of my life, amen, even up to this point, amen, if I had a choice, amen, I'll trade a lifetime, huh? Just for one day in paradise, huh? Why? Because we know, huh? Open the scripture, begin to let us know, huh? Amen. In 2 Peter 3 and 8, and begin to let us know, huh? Amen. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, huh? That one day with the Lord, huh? As 1,000 years, huh? In 1,000 years, huh? As one day, huh? Amen, people, God. Amen. Be not ignorant of this thing, huh? That one day with the Lord. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, huh? Amen. 1,000 years is a long time, huh? Amen. With God, one day, huh? Just one day in paradise, huh? Will be like 1,000 years, huh? You're not going to live 1,000 years down here, huh? I guarantee you that, huh? You're not going to live 1,000 years down here, huh? You may live to be 100, huh? You may live to be 110, huh? You may live to be 115, huh? Amen, but you're not going to live to be 1,000 years old, huh? Amen, but one day, huh? One day with the Lord, huh? One day with the Lord, huh? Is that 1,000 years, huh? In 1,000 years, huh? Is that one day, huh? People, God, that's eternity, huh? Amen. That's forever, huh? It's without end, huh? Because my Bible tells me, huh? With God, huh? Night and day are the same, huh? With God, huh? There's no difference between night and day, huh? It's all the same with God, huh? Glory be to God, huh? I want to see Jesus, huh? Amen. I want to see Jesus, huh? And I want to see his face and peace, huh? I want to see the man, huh? The man that died for me, huh? I want to see the man, huh? The man that saved my soul, huh? The man that set me free, huh? The man that cleansed me, huh? With the shedding of his blood, huh? Amen. He said in his word, huh? Without the shedding of blood, huh? There is no remission of sin, huh? You can't, man, you can't get, huh? Into God's heaven, huh? Amen. Without your sins, huh? Being forgiven, huh? Your sins got to be forgiven, huh? Your sins got to be washed away, huh? I know we're living in a time, huh? Where everybody's saying, Lord, Lord, huh? But my Bible tells me, huh? Everybody that say, Lord, Lord, huh? Shall not enter in, huh? Everybody say, hallelujah, Jesus, huh? Is not going in, huh? Everybody that say, God is good, huh? Is not going to make it into heaven, huh? Amen. Everybody can praise God, huh? Anybody can praise God, huh? But everybody can't live holy, huh? Everybody can't live right, huh? It takes the power of God, huh? It takes the Holy Ghost, huh? Amen, to live right, huh? Amen, people, they're singing, huh? They're naming the name of Christ, huh? But they're not departing from iniquity, huh? They want to name the name of Jesus, huh? They want to worship the name of Jesus, huh? But they're still doing all matter of wickedness, huh? They're still doing all matter of sins, huh? And but we got to deny ourselves, huh? We got to take up our cross, huh? We got to die daily, huh? And the people of God, huh? You got to die daily, huh? If you expect to get to heaven, huh? You got to give up your ways, huh? You got to give up unrighteousness, huh? You can be on the prayer line every night, huh? But if you ain't living right when you get off, huh? You ain't going to heaven, huh? Amen, huh? Don't waste your time, huh? Don't waste your time on a prayer line, huh? If you're not going to change your ways, huh? Don't waste your time, huh? Amen, hearing the preach word of God, huh? If you're not going to change from the error of your ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. It's time out now. It's time out to let people know, amen, what it really is God's requirement. He, amen. He said, amen. He is not looking for a sacrifice. Amen. He's not looking for an offering. Amen. But he's looking for a sacrifice. The sacrifice of God. A broken heart. A contract spirit. He said he will no wise despise. He won't cast you out. When you come to Jesus, when your heart is broken up, when your mind is made up, I want to live for Jesus. I want to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. That's what God is looking for. That's what's going to move God. Amen. Everything else. Nothing else is going to move God. But when God sees your sincerity, when God sees your earnest, your earnest desire, that's what the word of God says. For we groan earnestly in his body. We groan. We groan earnestly in his body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We cry to the Lord. We're groaning in the spirit. Oh, Lord, I want to see your face. Oh, Lord, I want to go back with you. Oh, God, I want to be ready. When you call my name, you're coming like a thief in the night. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Whether it be day or night. I don't know whether it be morning or noon. I don't know when it will be. But whatever time it shall be. Amen. When God shall call my name. I just want to make sure I got my business. I just want to make sure I got my house in order because he's coming like a thief in the night. Jesus is coming like a thief in the night. No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes. But we got to be ready. We got to be ready. That's all you need to know is that you're ready. That's all you need to know that you have made preparation. Amen. To beat your maker. Glory be to God. Amen. Time will permit. Time will permit for me to get into all this, amen, scripture. Amen. Verse by verse. Amen. But you can read it, amen. Therefore, we know that if our earthly house is the tabernacle of the Zion, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. He's talking to the believers. He's not talking to the sinner, man. With this verse, he's talking to the righteous. He's talking to the born-again believers. Amen. He says, amen, for we know. Amen. We know that if our earthly house, meaning this body, amen, that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Amen. So this is for the believers. Hallelujah, God. This is consolation, people, God. This is consolation, to know that if this old body, if this old body fall apart, if this old body deteriorates, don't worry about it. Amen. We got a home over in the heavens. Somebody said, I got a new name over in glory. And it's mine. It's mine, all mine. I got a new home over in glory. I got a new walk over in glory. I got a new talk over in glory. I'm going to sing a song that the angels there can sing. Amen. I'm going to walk the streets of gold. Glory be to God in that city. New Jerusalem. In that city, which is New Jerusalem, coming down from God. Glory be to God. I want to make it in. I just want to make it in. I just want to see his face. I want to see the man that died for me. Amen. Yes, Paul may be there. Yes, Peter may be here, but I want to see Jesus. I don't know who you're expecting to see, amen, but I want to see Jesus, amen. He's the one that died for me, he's the one that set me free, he's the one forgave my sins, I want to see the man that loved me so well, that he gave his life for me, I want to see the man that loved me so well, that he gave his only begotten son, and his son gave his life, and his life it set me free. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Glory be to God. Amen. We got loved ones, we got loved ones that went on, amen, to be with the Lord. We got saved loved ones that went on, to be with the Lord in glory. Amen. Yes, I want to see them again. Amen. I want to see my loved ones. Amen. That's over with the Lord now. I want to see my brother again. Amen. Because I know he's with the Lord. I want to see my father again. Who's going on to be with the Lord. Glory be to God. But I got to do what they did. I got to live right. I got to stand fast. I got to walk right every day. I got to talk right. I got to live right. In order to make it in, in order to go back with Jesus when he comes, there's something I must do. I got to live according to God's word. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to have to come to a close. We ain't going to be able to finish this tonight. Amen. It says, for we that are in the tabernacle do groan, being burdened. For not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up in life. Amen. Go on and say amen. Hallelujah. For we are confident, I say, and rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. Amen. We are confident. Amen. We know that we're better off, amen, to be with the Lord. Amen. But we know God makes that choice. God has his own time. Amen. Some people feel like, well, I'm going to just end it all. The world. Amen. They say, well, I'm just tired of this life. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and end it all. I'm going to go ahead and commit suicide because I'm tired of these burdens. I'm tired of the pain. I'm tired of the struggles of life. I'm going to just end it all. Amen. No, you're not ending it. You're just starting your troubles. Your troubles are just begun. Amen. Because you commit suicide, there's no forgiveness beyond the grave. There is no forgiveness beyond the grave. Amen. When you commit suicide and the breath is going out of your body, there's nothing else you can say. You can't repent. Amen. There's no more time for you to repent. Amen. Why? Because you have taken your life and you have taken grace away from your own self. Amen. But thanks be to God. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen. For the righteous. Amen. We know, amen. Amen. That in God's own time. Amen. When God gets ready, amen, he's going to gather his people home. And we see that God is gathering his people home. God is calling his people home. Amen. It ain't just the world dying now. It ain't just the world leaving here. The people of God, amen, the righteous are leaving here. Why? Because God, he's taking them home. God is calling his people home. Amen. He said, except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved. He said, but for the elect's sake, God said, but for the elect's sake, I'm going to shorten the days. Hallelujah. Because God wants us to be saved. Let me tell you something. God keep on letting time go on and on and on and on and on. Amen. Know that we all will lose the faith. Why? Because things are not going to get any better. Amen. Do you hear me tonight? Things are not going to get any better down here. They're only going to continue to get worse. And if God will continue to let time go on and on and on and on and on, amen, the believers, amen, they will begin to lose the faith. That's why he said, except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved. If God didn't shorten the day, he said, but for the elect's sake, meaning you, the chosen one, amen, those of you that have been born again, you are the elect's sake, you are the chosen one. God said, but for your sake, hallelujah. God said, for your sake, I'm going to shorten the days, amen, so that you can be saved. Just so you can be saved and make it in. God said, I'm going to shorten the days. Amen. And we see God doing just that. The days are becoming so short. It seems like there's not enough time in the day to accomplish what you need to accomplish. It just seems like, amen, we're always rushing, pressed for time because we run out of time. We don't have time. Time just seems to run out on us. Amen. How the months are just going by. How this year is just going by. This year is almost running out. Amen. how it came in so fast and it's leaving us so fast. Why? Because God is shortening his days. The days are being shortened for your sake. The days are being shortened so that you can be saved. Are you glad about it tonight? Amen. My topic tonight is I'll trade a lifetime. Amen. Just for one day in paradise. Amen. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. Hallelujah. He goes on in the word of God. He lets us know. Amen. Hallelujah. He goes on and lets us know. Amen. 2 Peter 3:8. Glory to God. He begins to say, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. That's what God's will for you tonight. God's will for you tonight, those of you that don't know the Lord. Those of you that are sitting on the line, but you have not given your life to the Lord. Thank God you're coming to this line. Thank God you're listening. But let me tell you something. It's time to take the next step. Huh. It's time to take the next step now. Amen. You've been coming to this line. You've been listening in. But now it's time for you to break up that heart and repent. It's time for you to make up your mind. Amen. That you want to serve the Lord. Amen. Because you could be on this prayer line every night. But if the Lord call your name and you're not saved, amen, hell will be your home. Amen. I don't know no other way to tell you. Amen. But tell you exactly how it is. You could be on this prayer line every night. Thank God. Amen. But if you don't repent, if your sins haven't been forgiven, if you haven't been washed and washed in the blood of the Lamb, meaning sanctified. Amen. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, and the Lord call your name, hell would be your home. You can't say, well, Lord, I was on the prayer line every night. Lord, I called into the prayer news network every night. Amen. He's going to say, amen, good, but you didn't repent. He's going to say, good, but you still didn't give your life to me. Amen. That ain't what that's not the report that we want to hear the Lord say. Those are not the words that we want to hear the Lord say. We want to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Everybody may not make it back to the house of God. Everybody may not make it back to your church building. Amen. So you better take advantage of this opportunity. Amen. You better take advantage of this opportunity. God has ordained this prayer line for a reason. This prayer line has been called and chosen for God by God for a reason. Amen. This is the closest church that somebody's going to get to. Amen. Everybody's not going to make it back inside the building. Amen. I'm sorry to tell you, but amen. Time is winding up. Amen. And your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. You may got it in your mind, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. Oh, yeah, next month I'm going to do that. But let me tell you something. Do you know when you're going to die? Do you know, amen, how much time you have? No. None of us know how much more time we have. Amen. And I praise God, even this prayer line. Amen. God used this prayer line to prepare people. Amen. Even to meet the Lord. Amen. Some have been on this prayer line. They have went on to be with the Lord from this prayer line. Amen. But thank be to God they had their house set in order. Amen. This was a preparation, amen, state for them. Amen. When the church doors were closed, when all the churches were closed, God began to ordain this prayer line to be a preparation station. Amen. A place where, amen, they can go and still set their house in order to meet the Lord. You can't say, well, amen, I'm not saved because my church is closed. You can't say I don't have the Holy Ghost because my church is closed. Amen. You can get the Holy Ghost right where you are tonight. You can get the Holy Ghost right in your bedroom tonight. You can get the Holy Ghost right in your kitchen tonight. You can get the Holy Ghost right in your living room tonight. It doesn't matter where you sit tonight. You can receive the Holy Ghost tonight if you believe on the name of Jesus. He says, believe on the name of Jesus and thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to save you. He don't want you to miss out. Don't miss out on paradise. Don't miss out on heaven. Amen. It goes on, the word of God says, amen. Amen. Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord. Amen. That's what we do. We're looking for the coming of the Lord. We're hastening his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We're looking for the coming of the Lord. We're looking for the return of the Lord. Glory be to God. One day the Lord is going to crack the sky. Amen. I know we say Jesus is, amen, Jesus is coming back. But let me tell you something. The Bible says the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. The Lord himself is going to crack the sky. Hallelujah. The Lord himself is going to do it. Hallelujah. There's a rain of the Lord himself. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. When that trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ is going to rise first. All of those that died in the faith, all of those that died believing God, they're going to rise first. They're going to get up at that first resurrection. Amen. Don't get up at that second. Amen. Amen. Don't wait till that second resurrection, because that second resurrection has no power. Amen. Yeah, you're going to get up, amen, but you're going to get up and be judged by God. Amen. You're going to get up and be judged by God. But in that first resurrection, those that had the Holy Ghost, those that died in the faith, they're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall they ever be with the Lord. Glory be to God. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. In 1,000 years, that's one day. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go with the Lord. Amen. Says amen. Amen. 2 Peter, amen, 3:12 says, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall dissolve, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, and that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and without blameless. Glory be to God. Amen. This is what the Lord is requiring of us. We got to look for blameless for the coming of the Lord. We got to hasten his coming. Amen. We got to be ready every day, every minute. We can't put our guards down. We can't say, well, I'm going to just chill out today. I'm just going to take it easy today. I'm just going to, and I'm going to just sit back today. I'm not going to do much today. I'm not going to pray much today. I'm not going to read my word today. I'm just going to sit back today. No, you can't do that. That may be the very time God catch you off guard. He's coming like a thief in the night. The Lord is coming like a thief in the night. Amen. No, I'm not doing a bunch of whooping and hollering tonight, because I want you to hear. I want you to hear what thus says the Lord. I want you to know tonight that you ain't going to get off this line with no excuses and say, I didn't know. Amen. I want you to hear the Lord tonight. Amen. Set your house in order. Amen. Your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. You don't have as much time as you think you do. You do not have as much time as you think you have. Stop taking it for granted, amen. You're not too young to die. You're not too old to die. Let me tell you something. Young people are dying just as fast as older people. There's, amen, there's a lot of younger graves now. There, amen. In fact, there are so many young graves now. Amen. The young people are dying like flies. They're dying left and right. They're killing one another. They're dying from drugs. They're dying from car accidents. They're falling out, amen, with sickness. Amen. Their hearts are failing up. Young people. Amen. They're having, amen, all kinds of sickness, all kinds of afflictions coming upon their body. Amen. Why? Because God is shortening the days. Amen. God is not going to continue to let sin, amen, rule, amen, over this land. God is not going to let the devil take over. Amen. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and the world they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord. Amen. We belong to God. Amen. We got to come up to God's level. He's not coming down to our level. We got to come up to God's level. Amen. And that means we got to align up with the word of God. Because God is not going to, amen. He's not going to change his standards for us. He's not going to do it. He's not going to come down to your level of sin. Amen. He's not going to compromise with sin. Glory be to God. Amen. My last scripture, amen. I'm going to bring in my reference scripture, Psalms 94. Psalms 94. It says, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Amen. Psalms 94 just confirms what we've read in the other scripture. It says, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, as a watch in the night. Glory be to God. People, God, the Lord is coming in the moment, twinkling of an eye. Amen. He's coming. As fast as you can bat your eyes, the Lord will be done came for you. Amen. We want to be ready. Amen. Set your house in order. Do what you have to do to be saved. Amen. Make that sacrifice. Give up what it is that you need to give up. Whatever standing in your way tonight that's keeping you from being saved, from being delivered, you got to make that decision. Amen. You got to make that decision. Amen. And see, are you willing to trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm willing to trade a lifetime. Amen. Just for one day in paradise. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. For the word. Amen. We're going to just have to stop right there. Amen. You heard enough word to repent. You heard enough word to be saved. And believers, people of God, you heard enough word, amen, to continue to run on. Amen. This is not the time for giving up. This is not the time for falling out the race and throwing up hands and saying, amen, I can't take this. I can't endure this. He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Go through that test. Go through that trial. Go through the fire. Amen, because the Lord is with you. He said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. And he also said, I will put no more plagues than that you're able to bear. Amen. You may feel like you're going through so much, and maybe you are. But let me tell you something. God knows how much you can bear. If he brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it. Glory be to God. But we got to hasten. We got to look and hasten the coming of the Lord. Amen. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. How about you tonight? Amen. Are you willing to forsake it all? Are you willing to walk away from everything just to be with the Lord? Are you willing to give up everything just to, amen, make heaven your home? Paul said, not as though I have attained already attained. He said, but I count that for loss for the excellency of the gospel, meaning all that Paul accomplished, all the knowledge that he had, all the education that he had. He said, but I count that for dumb. I count that for loss for the excellency of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Meaning, amen, all the knowledge that I have, when it comes to the Lord, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing when it comes to the Lord. I don't care how much education you have. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, amen, you're not as smart as you think you are. Amen. I said, I don't care how much all the education that you have down here. That's good. I'm not knocking education. But let me tell you something. Education can't give you what God can give you. Education can't teach you, amen, what God can teach you. Amen. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have the knowledge. Amen. You don't have the knowledge, amen, of Jesus Christ. But if you be born again, amen, God will bring you to the wisdom and the knowledge of him, of the Son, amen, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, in my Father's house have many mansions. Amen. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And that where I am, there you can be also. Hallelujah. God is preparing a mansion for you. Amen. There's a mansion, amen, with your name on it. Amen. But there's some requirements that you have to do. Amen. There's some requirements that you have to do in order to get that mansion. Amen. The requirement is that you got to live right. You got to serve God. You got to live holy each and every day. Not just when you feel like it. You got to live holy each and every day. You got to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Amen. We know flesh and blood is not going to enter in. Flesh and blood is not going back into the kingdom. It's not going where Jesus is. Amen. So we got to lay down this body. We got to lay down this sinful nature, this sinful body. Amen. And be redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. So we pray God tonight, amen, for what he has given me to say. Amen. We're going to just bring it to a close. Amen. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Lord, I want to make it in. Just for one day in paradise, I'll trade a lifetime. I'll give up every day of my life just for one day in paradise. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God tonight. Amen. We pray that the word of God was a blessing unto you. Amen. Pray that you're encouraged to continue to seek the Lord and to run for your life. If you're saved, amen, we pray that you're encouraged to stay saved. If you're not saved, we pray that you're encouraged to get saved. Amen, because time is running out. Amen. Tonight, if there's someone on the line, amen, after hearing the word of God, amen, if you want to make it, amen, to that city, amen, New Jerusalem, paradise, heaven, you want to go back with the Lord, but you know, amen, there's things that you have to set in order. There's things that you know you have to do, things you have to get right with God, things that you have to repent of. Amen. Tonight, this is your opportunity. Amen. If there's someone on the line that would like to receive the Lord as your Savior, amen, you're ready. You made up your mind, I want to live for Jesus because I want to go where Jesus is. You're willing to, amen, give up everything to follow Jesus. Amen. Tonight, you may need to push *6. Come on over to the broadcast side. Is there one tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Last call. Amen. Is there one for salvation tonight? You could come to Jesus just as you are because he loves you too much to leave you like that. Yes, you can come to Jesus just as you are, but he loves you too much to leave you like that. Amen. Are you willing to take the step out on faith tonight to know, amen, that Jesus can change your life? He's willing and able. He wants to change your life tonight. But are you willing to allow him to? Glory be to God. Amen. If not, amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. You can push *6. Glory be to God. Amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight?
Hello?
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, I'd like to ask prayer on behalf of my cousin, Levin. He had to be taken to the hospital in Florida, and they're running a test this morning.
Okay, and what's his name, Melvin?
Yes.
Okay. All right, God bless you. God bless you. We'll be praying for your cousin. God bless you. Thank God for that prayer request. Do we have any other prayer requests tonight? Anyone else standing in need of prayer tonight? Amen. For others and even for yourself tonight. Amen. To pray you want for another that you may be healed. Jesus sent his word and healed them. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe you see your need for, amen, more strength. Maybe you see your need, amen, to ask the Lord to help you. Help me to stand. Lord, help me to go through. Help me to endure. Because I want to make it in. Amen.
Thank God.
Hello?
Yes, God bless you.
This is Mother Reed. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for what he is to me and where he brought me from. Thanks the Lord. And I just want to thank, I was on prayer line before and the Lord was healing me up. Thanks the Lord. And I just thank the Lord. I feel so much better than I've been feeling. And I just ask
thank you.
Prayer line, will you just give me more strength? I want more strength in the Lord. I want to be higher in the Lord. And I want prayer entire family. I want them to be what the Lord wants them to be. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Reed. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. We're going to be praying your strength in the Lord tonight. We're going to be praying that the Lord will lift you up on higher ground. Amen. We're going to be praying for your household, that God will save your family. We know he's able. We know he's willing and able, amen, to grant every petition that we have up before him this night. Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Any other prayer requests? Amen. If not, amen, we're going to go into God in prayer in behalf of these prayer requests. Amen. Even for those, amen, that, amen, don't know the Lord. Amen. We're going to pray for you. Amen. We could pray for you, but you still have to make up your mind.
Hallelujah. I better not. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. God bless you.
I need a prayer on the old girl. I be doing the best I can, and I didn't want God for the keyboard. Keep on just helping me out, you know. Like I said, I have my ups and downs and stuff like that. when I'm trying to do the right thing, sometimes, you know, I still mess up a little bit, but not bad in the world. And I didn't want him for the people watching over me until, you know, I didn't get it right.
Amen. God bless you. What's your name?
I brother not.
Okay. Okay, God bless you. Thank God for you. And one thing about God, he loves it when you're honest. God loves it when you're honest with yourself and you realize, I may not be where I need to be, or I may not even be, amen, making that 100 mark, but I want the Lord to help me. Amen. When you, amen, acknowledge that you need the Lord's help, amen, that's when he can help you. Amen. When you acknowledge that you need the Lord. And thank God for you tonight, acknowledge, openly confessing, being honest with yourself. Amen. Being honest with yourself that, amen, I need the Lord to help me to pull up, to help me to do what's right. Amen. We all need the Lord's help. Amen. So we thank God for you. We're going to pray for you. Amen. Because we know God. Amen. We know God is able. Amen. And amen. Amen. Miss Roberta Knox, amen. Are you still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And we just want to ask you, amen. Do you want to be saved? Amen. Do you want to be
saved? I didn't want to do the right thing. You know, I try my best. You know, I be doing good. Something just get inside me, then, and I go do the same thing again, and then, you know, it just pop up, you know, I just want the Lord, you know, just keep with me, you know, because I need them every day, all day long.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm gonna tell you, amen, amen, amen. Without the Holy Ghost, amen, you can't live right on your own. Without the Holy Ghost to say that the devil will be continuously overthrow you every minute of the day. Amen, because he tries us with the Holy Ghost. The devil tries us overthrow us. But the Holy Ghost is our keeping power. The Holy Ghost will keep us in the hour of temptation. Amen. When temptation is right there in front of us, when temptation is knocking on the door, the Holy Ghost, amen, it keeps us, it sustains us. And tonight, this is what the world needs. The world needs the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we're going to pray tonight. Amen. Because, amen, God wants to fill you up. Not only do God want to help you, but God want to keep you. God wants to be your keeper tonight. Amen. God wants to give you, amen, he wants to invest that Holy Ghost power in you so you can stand up and you can denounce sin. You can say, amen, I refuse to bow. For God I live and for God I die. Amen. You can tell temptation to go. You can say, I refuse to bow to temptation when you have the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what we want to pray for tonight. We want to pray for, amen, forgiveness, and we want to pray for the indwelling of God's Spirit in you tonight. Amen. Which is the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Miss Knox, I want you to repeat after me. And I want you to repeat after me. Heavenly Father. I come to you in the name of Jesus.
I pray for you in the name of Jesus.
I am a sinner.
I was a sinner.
And I do acknowledge.
To my knowledge. You know, I can't hear because my phone got a lot of little static to it.
Yes, okay, we're going to do the best we can. And I do acknowledge.
With my knowledge, you know, I think that's why I want you for to pray for me because my phone got a lot of static in it. I can hear you, but I can't hear you all that good.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to do the best we can. Well, you just listen. You just say it in your heart. I am a sinner, and I do acknowledge and openly confess all of my sins and transgression. I do hereby repent of all my sins, and I ask your forgiveness and mercy. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for my sins and that God has raised him from the dead And now, Lord, I ask you to come into my heart, to abide with me forever. I surrender my life to you. I'm yours, and by faith, I thank you for saving my soul. Amen, according to Romans 10 and 9. Amen, we're going to pray the prayer of faith for you right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, right God, for this day. We thank you for this night. We thank you for, oh God, your word to have come forth. We thank you for every hearer, God, every listener, oh God, on the phone conference and through radio. We thank you for every listener tonight that has heard your word and taken heed, that have realized their need for you. Oh God, we thank you because your word is a mirror. Your word, oh God, it shows us ourselves. And thank you, oh God, for this Roberta Knox tonight. Thank you, oh God, for her seeing herself and realizing that she needs your help. Oh God, we thank you for her being honest with herself. Amen. To even come and acknowledge that she needs your help. Even to acknowledge that she's weak. Oh God, but you have the power tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will touch your heart. Father God, we pray that you will sanctify her, convert her, God. Oh God, we pray that you will forgive her sins tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, wash away every sin, wash away every iniquity, wash away every temptation tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that you will sanctify her through your word. Oh God, the word that she has heard, God, preached on his line, we pray that you will sanctify her, wash her in your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, cleanse her through and through, cleanse her inside out. In the mighty name of Jesus, wash her mind tonight. Wash her soul. Wash her spirit. Oh, God, give her a desire to do right. Give her a desire to please you, God. Give her a desire to resist temptation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you're able, God. Oh, God, after you sanctify her, after you cleanse her through your word, God. Oh, God, we pray for the indwelling of your spirit. We pray for the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Fill her up with your Holy Ghost tonight. Fill her up tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Transform her life. Transform her mind. Save her, God. Renew her in the spirit of her mind. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help her to make the right choices. Help her to make the right decisions. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able tonight, God. Lord God, do it for your name tonight. Oh, God, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Help her to call upon your name. Help us to call on you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, save her soul tonight. Deliver her, God. Deliver her from the stronghold. Deliver her from bondage tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you. We know you got the power. Lord, do it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Ms. Roberta Knox, amen. Just say Jesus. Ms. Roberta Knox, just say Jesus. Jesus. Just say Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. You are God delivered. You got to call on their name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, break every chain tonight. Destroy every stronghold tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, destroy the works of Satan. Tear Satan's kingdom down. He has no victory tonight. Oh, God, all souls are yours. This soul belongs to you tonight, Father. This soul is yours, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We snatch the soul back from the hand of the enemy. Oh, God, we pour the soul out to fire tonight. Have mercy on this soul tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, God, we pray that you place somebody in her path that can help her, oh, God. Oh, God, to reach salvation. Complete the work tonight, God. Complete the work that you started in her life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let her connect with the right people. Let her connect with other believers tonight that can help her to stay on that straight and narrow path. We know you will. We know you got the power. Oh, God, we believe you for the saving of this soul, not only for this soul, only for other souls as well. We believe you for the saving of the souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask that you look on. Oh, God, we pray that you look on Mel for tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you know all about it. You know who this person is, God. You know where they're at. We pray, oh, God, that you will shine your light from heaven down on them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, if their sins need to be forgiven, we pray that you will forgive their sins. Father God, we pray that you will heal their body. Oh, God, touch them right now. Confound the doctors, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let all the test results come out negative. Oh, God, whatever the situation is, whatever the problem is, whatever the sickness is, oh, God, we pray that they be healed tonight. in the mighty name of Jesus. Most of all, God, heal their soul. Oh, God, let their soul be saved. Let their soul be, oh, God, ready to meet you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are healing for both body and soul. Oh, God, you made this whole body. You know all about it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, there's nothing to offer you. You can just speak the word and it shall be done. We ask you tonight to speak the word of healing, even over Melvin, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you, we count it done. Oh, God, we believe you for a great report. We believe you for a good report. Oh, God, we don't expect a negative report. We expect a good report in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake. Father God, even look on Mother Reed tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to touch Mother Reed. Continue to touch her body. Oh, God, continue to give her strength. Strengthen her right now. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Father God, we pray you will touch her body, renew her day by day. Renew her strength, God. You said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Oh, God, renew her strength spiritually and naturally. Give her the strength that she needs. Oh, God, give her the courage, God. Help her to go through. Oh, God, help her to stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to strengthen her, God. Oh, God, lift up bowed down head. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the sick say, I'm healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, encourage her heart tonight, God. Help her to stand on your word. Oh, God, we will not bow. We refuse to bow in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we can't take it back now. We come too far to turn around. Oh, God, we'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to raise her up. Take her higher, even in you tonight. Oh, God, give her, oh, God, fill that hunger tonight. You say, he that hunger thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Oh, God, feel that hunger tonight, that desire for you tonight, God. Oh, God, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill us tonight, God, with your spirit. Fill us, oh, God, with your love. Fill us with your joy tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way. Oh, God, continue to look on her family. Oh, God, look on her heart. Look on her family. Oh, God, look on her children, God. Save the unsaved, God. Those that may not be saved, we pray that you will save them. Oh, God, those that may not be filled with the Holy Ghost, we pray you will fill them with the Holy Ghost. Draw them unto salvation. Work it out, oh, God, even in the midst of her family. Work it out, God. Deal with their hearts tonight. Deal with their minds and their soul. Oh, God, don't let them rest till they turn to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Save our grandchildren, Lord. Save them all, God. Fill them all with the Holy Ghost. Those that may not know you, God, in the pardon of their sins. We pray in their behalf tonight for mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help them not to be let it be said too late, to enter into those golden gates. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we believe you for it. We thank you by faith for the saving of the soul. We thank you by faith, oh God, for the healing of the body, for the healing of the nation. We thank you by faith, God. We trust you, oh God. We lift our voice. We lift our hands towards heaven. We say yes to your will. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, continue to have your way in this life. Oh God, save. Oh God, save in our family. Save in our homes, God. Save our children, Lord. Save our families, Lord. Save them before it's ever too late. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart, let it be accepted in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This prayer we pray, we count it done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Back into your hands, woman of God.
Amen. 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 On tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Such a thought-provoking word. Glory be to God. Goes way, way down on the inside. Amen, Jesus. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. We thank God tonight for this word. We thank God for the illustration. Glory to God. We thank God for his spirit. Glory to God, precious Holy Ghost abiding with us on tonight. Amen. We just bless the Lord for what this word has done in our lives and in the lives of all the people of God. Amen. Certainly given us so much to think about. Amen. So much to consider. Glory to God, because this is what it's all about, people of God. This is what it's all about, preparing us. Amen. Glory to God that we can, glory to God, live and abide with him in the universal and everlasting kingdom of God. This is why we come to this line to get this word, glory to God, so that we can see ourselves, so that the Lord can show us ourselves, glory to God, so that we can depart from iniquity, so that we can, glory to God, make ready to be with him. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. As the man of God said, so many have gone on, so many have already gone on, people of God, but here we are, and we have to make preparations. We have to make preparations to be with the Lord. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for this word on tonight. As always, so much has been said for us to consider. So much has been said for us to look and examine ourselves. Glory to God. Not the other person, but to examine ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. It's an individual thing. It's an individual thing, people of God. Glory to God. But the Lord loves us so much that he will continue to send his word to bring us in, to get us ready to bring us in. Amen. Glory be to God. And with this word, we can purify ourselves. We can purify ourselves. Amen. So much so as we see the day approaching. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give him thanks tonight for his messenger. Thank you so much. Thank you, man of God. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We appreciate you. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, for those who got on later, amen. He is one of our PNN advisors. Amen. And we bless God for him. We bless God for all of our advisors. Amen. We had one of our advisors to come forth even so on last night. Amen, Jesus. Men and women of God who love the God, love the Lord, love this gospel, love preaching this gospel. Amen, Jesus, that someone may be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. We appreciate you so much. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we are going to certainly try to make contact with Miss Alberta Knox when there's not any static on the phone. Glory to God that we can have our outreach. Amen. To reach out to her. Amen, Jesus. Precious soul she is. Amen. And the Lord loves her, and the Lord is doing a work in her life. And we just want her to know that she don't have to do it by herself. Amen. Glory be to God, and that we're there. We're there with her. Amen. We're there to help her, to show her the way. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, people of God, but when I first gave my life to the Lord, amen, Jesus, went through that stage, went through that stage, amen, when I thought I had it together, amen, but it wasn't together, amen, slipping and falling, glory be to God, getting caught up, amen, but glory to God, I thank God one day, amen, he filled me with the precious Holy Ghost, just as you said, man of God, it takes the Holy Ghost to live this life. It takes the Holy Ghost to be steadfast. It takes the Holy Ghost to live right and upright. Glory to God. We can't do it by ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. We can't do it by ourselves. So we will certainly be reaching out to Miss Alberta. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We know how that is. Amen. With the static on the line. Glory to God. But we want her to hear. Amen. Because we're concerned about her soul. So we will be following up with her. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Touching bases with her. Amen, Jesus. Help her in this way. Help her in this walk. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. Glory to God, whether you are requesting it from other countries or whether you're requesting it from right here. you can certainly text. We'll give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. As well, if you are requesting from other countries or here in the U.S., you can certainly text 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Certainly text us. We will get a copy to you. People of God, we always say, once you get your copy, please send it to someone else, because someone else needs to hear this word. Someone else needs to be encouraged. Someone else, glory be to God, you just never know what position or what state they're in or what state of mind they're in. But it only takes one word from the Lord can change a person's life forever. And praise God, if you are the one that send that word, amen, we may not be on the end to see what happens after they receive the word, but people of God, listen, listen. Glory be to God. All that happens, amen, glory to God, they give their lives to the Lord. Listen, people of God, that's a star in your crown. Amen, Jesus, we just want to be obedient to send the word. Just be obedient. Send the word, and the word will do the work. Amen. And the Lord is the righteous judge. He is the righteous judge. Amen, Jesus. He's a rewarder. Amen, Jesus. He is a rewarder. We will get rewards. We're not just doing this for anything. Amen, Jesus. But the Lord sees and the Lord knows. Amen. So we bless God for you. Thank you for getting, helping us to get the word out. Please, ma'am, please, sir, request a copy of the broadcast. Request it. Amen. As well, send it. Please send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God again for you, Minister Emmanuel. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. We appreciate you so much for being a part of the advisory board. Amen, Jesus. And we just want to speak a blessing over your life on tonight. Amen. That the Lord would bless you on tonight. That the Lord would bless you. That the Lord would shield you. He would cover you. That he would strengthen you even now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that the Lord would bless your ministry, that he would open doors unto you. Even so now, in the precious name of Jesus, we pray that many, many doors would be opened, many doors of, amen, Jesus, opportunity to share this gospel, to spread this word. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray that the glory to God, that the blessings of the Lord will rest upon your family, will rest upon your children, will rest upon, glory be to God, your church. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that the Lord would bless you, bless your going out, bless your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you always. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you again. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We appreciate you so much. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for other remarks and for the blessing of the line. God bless you, sir.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. We thank you for the prayer. Amen. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for each and every one of you tonight, the listeners. Amen. We're here because we love you. Amen. We're here because we're concerned about you. Amen. It's not that we don't have nothing to do. Amen. We have families as well. We have responsibilities. Amen. But we make this sacrifice to be here every night at 9 o'clock. Amen. Because we love you. We are concerned about, amen, your soul. We are concerned about you as a person. Amen. And thank God the love of God causes us, amen, to be here to help somebody else. Amen. Word of God says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Amen. That's all we're trying to do. We know the outcome, amen, of what's going to happen to those that are not ready to meet the Lord. We know the outcome. We know the end result of what's going to happen to those that don't believe on the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. But we persuade men tonight. Amen. We're trying to persuade you with the word of God. Amen. To give your life to Jesus. Amen. To live for him. And not only that, but we want you to know that eternal life can be yours tonight. If you only pay the, amen. Amen. If you only, amen, pay the price of sacrificing. Amen. Amen. It don't cost you no money, but it's going to cost you to sacrifice everything. Amen. It's going to cost you to sacrifice everything to make heaven your home. Amen. So we're praying for you. Amen. We're praying for you that God will continue to work in your life. Amen. That God may continue to strengthen you. Amen. If you're not saved, we encourage you to get saved. Seek the Lord. If you're saved, we encourage you to stay saved. This is no time to be looking back. This is no time to be thinking about going back. Amen. This is the wrong hour. This is the wrong time to be thus other minds. Amen. Other-minded. Amen. But amen. We ought to have the mind of Christ. So we just bless God for all things. Amen. Continue to keep us in your prayers. Amen. That we try to do and fulfill the will of God. Amen. We just want to please the Lord. Amen. That's all we're doing. We're trying to please the Lord because we're trying to make heaven our home. So we praise God for all things. Amen. Thank God for you, woman of God. Thank God for your diligence, for your faithfulness. Amen. Thank God for your perseverance. Amen. The Lord, amen, bless you as well. Amen. So we praise God for all things. This concludes, amen, tonight. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We glorify you. We praise you. Oh, God, for what you have done this night. We thank you for the souls that even have come forth with their prayer requests, even with their, amen, open confession, acknowledging that they need your help. Father God, we pray that you will bless them. Bless them, oh God, for their honesty, amen, being honest with you, even realizing, oh God, that they are weak, but you are strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue, oh God, to bless, amen, Ms. Knox. Continue to work on her, God. Oh God, make her the woman that you would have her to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on the other prayer requests that came forth. For God, Father God, we count it done already. We count healing that already have taken place. We count, oh God, that renewing and strength and restoration. And oh God, that even come forth. Father God, let it spring forth tonight. Even as they lie down tonight. Oh God, transform, change situations around tonight. Oh God, deal with your people. Deal with the hearts and minds of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We glorify you. Father God, be with us as we depart from this night, but never from your presence. Be with us until we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God loves you, and we do too. Blessings.
Amen, people of God. We just want to open up the lines on tonight. Amen, Jesus, and give the Lord a praise. Just thank him on tonight for the word that has come forth. Glory to God. Amen. Before you leave the line, amen, just lift your voices on tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Jesus, just before you leave the line, lift your voices. Hallelujah. And give it
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. People of God, we'll see you back on tomorrow night. Don't forget to tell somebody about the line. Bring somebody to the line. Amen. Jesus, God bless you, and we'll see you on tomorrow night. Blessings.
This time I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in the chat. Look at him and tell him, yeah, I'm grateful. Victory and be one. Tell him I could go on and on. About your words. Because I'm grateful. We praise you, Lord. Get your hands and feet flowing from my heart.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.